Friends in Christ Jesus, our blessed Savior. Before I begin this message, I just wanted to share one more thought, maybe an announcement. It's good to see you here because my last sermon said, Jesus' words, take up your cross and follow me. And you all had the cross of getting up an hour early this morning to show your loyalty to Jesus our Savior and the Blessed Savior congregation. So thank you for accepting that. Remember also the promise that came with that in the reading from Romans the last time I was up here, and that is that suffering produces endurance, character, and hope. So you're on the way. You're on the way. Hope does not disappoint us in Jesus, is how Paul continues that. Well, this morning, I'd like to talk about the theme, not of suffering, but of light and darkness. I guess you could say involves some suffering either way. There's a lot of darkness in our world, and you know it, drugs and alcohol and abuse, violence and war, there's shame and guilt. We hear about it on TV and radio, also read about it in newspapers and magazines. We see news alerts, special bulletins of shootings in schools and stores and airports. There's a lot of darkness around us, in our communities, in our world. Our scripture today confronts us with those realities, darkness and light. Jesus says, this is our text from the Gospel, John 3:19-21. And this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, and people love the darkness rather than the light, because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his work should be exposed. But whoever does what is true comes to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God. Now, some people actually desire darkness more than light. Sometimes it shocks us. We read about light being or darkness being exposed, and we think, why would anyone say or do something like that? It may anger us. It may mystify us. Certainly alarms us sometimes. And yet there are those who actually prefer the darkness to the light. They don't want to come to the light of God's love. They don't want to be here in worship to experience the light of His goodness and His forgiveness. And the news from Scripture is that Jesus eventually turns His back on some of them, the Jewish leaders, for instance. And His disciples, when they went out with the message of His forgiveness and judgment and forgiveness, some people rejected it, and the disciples were instructed to shake the dust off their feet. The darkness calls for strong language, for radical action, for drastic measures. Regretfully, the same thing happens in our world, communities, and lives every day. I'd like to share an illustration. This was in the 1970s, a British-American rock band by the name of Fleetwood Mac. And one of their biggest hits was the song, Go Your Own Way. Now, perhaps that sounds appealing at first. You know, do what you want, total freedom, no one telling you what to do, no restrictions. But we as Christians know better. To go your own way is to follow your sinful desire and to get into all kinds of trouble, to move from light to darkness. Eventually, we know that Jesus has a better way for us than the consequences of darkness that lead to judgment and condemnation. But the grumbling Israelites, they're kind of an example for us of following, going our own way, because they did it, they sinned, And as a result, some died because of bites by snakes in the wilderness. Well, God condemn us to death is the natural thought because of our sins. And Jesus makes it real clear in the gospel reading today. No, that's not his intention. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world. And St. Paul explains this remedy for sinners, for people who, like us, sometimes go our own way. Who is he who condemns? Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is interceding for us. So Jesus became our sin. He doesn't condemn us. He takes our condemnation on himself. He is actually praying for us. Our personal problems, our families, our communities, our world. He's praying for just the right pastor to be called to Blessed Savior Lutheran Church. And how desperately we need all of those prayers at all intersections and phases of our lives. And I have good news. Jesus states, whoever does what is true comes to the light. And yes, you are here in the light of God's love, his forgiveness for your sins to spare you condemnation and damnation. Welcome to the light of God's love, the light of healthy ways, the light of openness to God's law and his commandments as good for our lives. Now comes our second text. It wasn't in the readings today, but it sort of goes with coming to the light of Jesus' love, as we hear in John's gospel. It's Matthew 5:16. Let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. That's not any easier, sharing your light, than receiving God's light sometimes, because we want to cover our darkness, not come into the light. Charles Schulz was creator of Peanuts cartoons, and that's always been one that I've appreciated through the years. And here's a conversation I'm going to share between Charlie Brown and Lucy. Charlie Brown. All it would take to make me happy is to have someone say he likes me. Lucy. Are you sure? Charlie Brown. Of course I'm sure. Lucy, you mean you'd be happy if someone merely said he or she likes you? Do you mean to tell me that someone has it within his or her power to make you happy merely by doing such a simple thing? Charlie Brown, yes, that's exactly what I mean. Lucy, I don't think that's asking too much. I really don't. Facing Charlie Brown, Lucy asks him just one more time, but you are sure now? All you want is to have someone say, I like you, Charlie Brown, and then you'll be happy. And then I'll be happy. Lucy goes towards Charlie Brown and turns around. I can't do it. And just as Lucy can't do it, we can't do it all the time. We can't always love God. We can't always love others the way he wants us to. The light of Jesus, though, is more powerful than that resistance. The light of Christ's love through us can can get rid of the darkness. God has you in his hands as a baptized, believing child of God. No need to worry or feel guilty about things. No need to be continuing in grief. Yes, we have our grief. It's real and it's powerful, but it's temporary. We know that. The light of the resurrection is more powerful than the signs of darkness around us and within us. And God gives us the power to tell others that we care about them, even when they're living in darkness. Jesus invites us to the light of discipleship. You are the light of the world. To be a follower of Jesus is to be sent out into the world of darkness with his light. Now, I found that batteries, and I don't have any here this morning, but are necessary for a flashlight to flash light, to show light. And as a grandparent, I've learned that batteries are also important in children's trains to make them run. Anybody else have any experience with trains for children? Okay, you need those. And well, I'm always changing the batteries every week on some of those trains that the kids leave on instead of turning the switch off. Well, just as flashlights and trains need batteries, that's how dependent we are on the light of Christ for us to let our light and love shine through our hearts and minds for other people to see. Jesus tells us the source of such light, so that it may be clearly seen that his works have been carried out in God, him in us and through us. We need to be here today to Blessed Savior Lutheran Church to worship God in the sanctuary or on Facebook, if some are joining us that way, so that we might receive his love, his light, to activate us and work through us as batteries do in some vehicles. I believe in Christ's light as I believe in the sun, because I see the difference it makes, the sun and Christ's light as well. Light shines in the darkness. The darkness can't overcome it. I'm able to share what Lucy could not share with Charlie Brown. You are loved. You are cared for deeply by Jesus. You are his precious children for time on this earth and for all eternity. Those are life-changing words for you, for me, for others who we're directed to go to and share them with. Jesus says, "For God so loved the world, include your name and whoever else you may be sent to share that with, that he gave us his only son." And the people of God said, "Amen." Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, the love of God, which passes all our understanding as well, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus and his love for time here on earth and all eternity. And the people of God said once more, Amen. Amen.